Okay, Randy, we're obviously at Conner Prairie. When you think of Conner Prairie, what do you think of?
I think of the a museum of history back in the 1800s, how people lived and survived and worked, how they worshiped God in everyday life.
You remember when the first time you came here was?
I remember getting off the bus and walking down the street the first time. I think it was like back in 1836, and I was really impressed by how things were back then, how people stayed in costume, people stayed in character. And we had dinner at the Conner House.
The Hearthside Supper.
Hearthside Supper. That was an incredible spirit. We helped fix dinner. I remember peeling potatoes. That's what I did. That was a lot of fun.
We came here hoping to improve our students' cultural literacy. But you know what? We don't ask enough. You're a student. You've been through it. Do you think it's important that we continue to come to places like this? And if so, why?
Because I think it's very important because it brings American history in living color. It does. It's like going to Gettysburg. You really cannot understand the Civil War until you probably get to Gettysburg. You really can't understand American history back in the 1800s, Indiana history, without coming to Conner Prairie. When you walk up and down the mud streets and walk into the home with fireplaces burning and feel the culture and how the city was run, how the town was run with the drugstore. It just gives you a concept. It's not just reading out a book. It's like you're walking through time. Life was simple then. I'm not sure that was a bad thing. To just live a simple life, you know, love your family, love your neighbors, you know, treat people kindly. I'm not sure that was a bad thing. I think it was a good thing. I think we've lost some of that in the last 100 years. I really do. People don't know their neighbors. And back then they had to know their neighbors. You know, they depend on each other to survive. I think that was a good thing. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, we came here with Indy Reads, which is a not-for-profit adult literacy program. We're helping adults learn how to read and write. You came to us like 1999, 2000, sometime in there. Can you tell us about why you'd struggled with reading or why you never learned how to read?
I never learned how to read because I never went to school. I had some physical disabilities when I was a child, and they would not allow me to go to school. So I never went to school at all. So in that process, I never learned how to read and write. I learned how to read a little bit when I was 18 years old. And from 18 to about age 56, I didn't do anything in my education. I just worked. So when I found out about Indy Reads and started going there and proceed from there to learn how to read and write.
Was there a turning point? Was there one thing that kind of finally made you decide to get help? Or I know you had learned a little bit on your own and practiced that, but was there like a turning point?
Well, the turning point was one day my wife asked me if I'd like to learn how to read and write. And it kind of freaked me out in a way because I thought, I'm in my 40s. I've never learned how to read and write. I've never gone to school. And to go to a classroom setting or a one-on-one setting, it really made me nervous. But I thought, what do I have to lose by going? You know, it was free, and I had an opportunity to do something. So I just dived into it. I had nothing to lose, but I just keep going. I knew if I quit, I would probably never go back. I'd probably never succeed in life. I believe if you get discouraged, you just get up and try the next day.
So do you think things like this help? The trips to Conner Prairie, the trips to wherever. Do you think that will help, or those types of things helps people keep motivated or help them improve their literacy and things like that?
I think it does because you get to spend time with other people who've had problems and other people who've had success. When you go on these trips, you're surrounded by people who are in the program and people who've been successful in the program. And you're doing something about history with those people. Plus, you're spending time with people who's doing well in the program. It gives you more confidence knowing other people have done it also.